Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord. There's so many things, really, that could be said, you know, starting with the responsorial psalm today. That really orients us in the right direction. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. So us who are here down on earth, kingdoms that are here in earth, we turn our praises to God, not back down to the earth. We lift our gaze up high to the Lord, not to the things that are here. And then these all rely on two phrases from the first reading and then the second reading. So in the last reading is this very thing about Paul, his perseverance. He entered the synagogue and for 3 months debated boldly with persuasive arguments about the kingdom of God. I'm very, very proud to be a part of this community. I've been very happy to be here because I feel in many, many ways that is this community. Debating boldly with persuasive arguments about the kingdom of God, especially about the things that we need to protect the most in this world, especially the protection of life and the protection of freedom in our life. And then that couples with this last phrase that our Lord makes in the gospel. In the world you have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world. Those two things that we have to remember. We still fight persuasively and boldly to the best of our ability about what is right and what is true, and all that is right and true flows from God. That's why we praise Him, even if we're a kingdom of this earth, even if we are a place like America, we should shift our eyes and our gaze towards God. There was a point where people really understood that. Now, the thing that we lament, the trouble that we face, that we're talking about, is that many people in our own country have lost that sense of that reality, right? But many of you, older than me, understand this even more deeply than I do. I was very, very lucky. I've mentioned before, my grandfather is a World War II vet. He's still alive. He's 95 years old. My grandmother and my grandfather lived with us for about 7 years when I lived in New Jersey. That made a huge impression on me that many of his friends, many of the people that he knew, did not come back from fighting for freedom. So I grew up with that in my heart and mind that, as Jesus says, there's no greater gift than to lay down your life for your friends. So we remember that on Memorial Day. We remember also that was modeled in Christ. I'm reading a book right now called The Bedford Boys, which was about a town in Bedford, Virginia, where most of the young men in the town were in the National Guard. And they were in the first wave of people who landed on Utah Beach in Normandy. Almost all of those men died, gave the sacrifice of their life. That's a staggering thought, you know, that people were willing to do that. We remember, even on our coinage, even on the money of the United States, what does it say? I don't have to remind you guys. I know I don't. In God we trust, right? But much of our nation has not really realized that anymore, and it's because of this very thing. I've shared this with you before, and I'm sure you've heard somebody far better than me, namely Archbishop Fulton Sheen, read it before, but this is a poem by Jeffrey Studdard Kennedy, and it's called It's called When Jesus Came to Birmingham. And this is Birmingham, England. This was an Anglican priest who wrote this poem at one point. And this is how it goes. When Jesus came to Golgotha, they hanged him on a tree. They drove great nails through his hands and feet and made a Calvary. They crowned him with a crown of thorns. Red were his wounds and deep. For those were crude and cruel days, and human flesh was cheap. When Jesus came to Birmingham, they simply passed him by. They never heard a hair of him. They only let him die. For men had grown more tender, and they would not give him pain. They only just passed down the street and left him in the rain. Still Jesus cried, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." And still it rained the winter rain that drenched him through and through. The crowds went home and left the streets without a soul to see. And Jesus crouched against the wall and cried for Calvary. What Archbishop Fulton Sheen and what the author of this poem, Jeffrey Studdard Kennedy, were trying to get is that it's our indifference in our current day that actually does more violence than anything else. You know, that it's kind of veiled under, well, we don't want to hurt anybody, right? Just like in this poem, they don't want to hurt Jesus. It says men have grown more tender. But really, their indifference is the thing, their indifference towards Jesus, their unbelief in him is the thing that does the greatest violence in the world. Because when our gaze is not shifted up to God, it comes down to what we think human beings are capable of. And that's when somebody can be convinced that something like the sin of abortion is okay. So the violence and indifference in the world is something that is kind of hidden from sight. Not really those who know the truth. It's very, very evident. But for many other people are under that trance. But we remember that there are still men and women who try to argue boldly about who God is and the truth of God. Until the day all of us die, what we should keep doing is continue to tell people to shift their gaze towards heaven. And for many of us, it's modeled in sacrifice, first with Jesus on the cross, and second by some people that we know and love who fought and died for that same thing, for freedom and for life, to remind ourselves that that's the most important gift that God had given to the world, was his human creation. That's the thing that he loves the most. We're good stewards of everything else, or we should be good stewards of everything else he has given us. But humanity is truly unique in the world. And so today, we remember more than anything, as we do at every Mass, the sacrifice of Jesus that fills us, and that's the thing that makes us proclaim him boldly throughout the world. And then we also remember all of those that have served our country for the cause of freedom. God bless you all.